All right. Good morning, San Francisco. It's Karina here with Hello Sunshine on Best Frequencies Forever, BFF.FM. Thanks so much for joining us today. And I have a special guest with me here in the studio, Zach Cole, my former coworker, current friend and fellow music lovers here. Do you want to say hi, Zach?
Hi, San Francisco. Good morning.
Great. So I think Zach is going to kick it off with a couple of songs. We're going to go back and forth. He brought some music to play for today. So what have we got to get started?
Yeah, the first track we're going to play is from Roy Hargrove's album Earfood. It's called Strasbourg Saint Denis. For those who are unfamiliar, Roy Hargrove's an incredible trumpetist, sort of the heir apparent to Miles Davis. And unfortunately, this morning, he actually passed away at the age of 49. So I figured this would be an appropriate way to tribute him. It's a nice wintry, warm, kind of seasonal holiday song, and so we'll kick it off with that.
Great. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from our hearts told only to
What did we have there?
That was Stevie Wonder's Knocks Me Off My Feet, the classic from Songs in the Key of Life. Just felt like that's always a great wintry song, nice and soulful. Weather's getting chillier, except for everywhere in San Francisco.
I was going to say, it's definitely t-shirt weather here today, but you're right. Sometimes we have listeners from the East Coast and elsewhere.
Absolutely. Some people outside Chicago might be listening. You never know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to have Bruce Springsteen with Land of Hopes and Dreams off of his Broadway show. I just love Bruce Springsteen so much because to me, he like speaks to the America, which is like truly an America for everyone. This is about immigration to the U.S. And I have memories of being a little kid in Saudi Arabia when I lived there and driving around in our four-wheel drive off-roading in the desert, singing Born in the USA at the top of our lungs as a family, and none of us were actually born in the USA except for my mom. My dad was born in South Africa and I was born in Uruguay and my brother was born in Ecuador, but somehow no matter where you were born you can still get behind Bruce. So this is his new track, Land of Hopes and Dreams.
Grab your tears. case. Thunder's rolling down this track. Well, you don't know where you're going now, but you know you won't be back. Well, darling, if you're weary, lay your head upon my chest. We'll take what we can carry and we'll leave the rest. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Oh, meet me in a land of hope and dreams. Well, I will provide for you and I'll stand by your side. Good companion now. Oh, for this part of the ride, yeah, leave behind your sorrows. Let this day be the last. Well, tomorrow there'll be sunshine and sunshine, and all this darkness pass. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Oh, meet me in a land of hope and dreams. Well, this train carries saints and sinners. This train carries losers and winners. This train carries whores and gamblers. This train carries lost souls. I said this train carries broken-hearted, this train. Thieves and sweet souls departed, this train. Carries fools and kings, Lord, this train. All aboard, I said now this train. Dreams will not be thwarted, this train. Faith will be rewarded, this train. Hear the steel wheels singing, this train, bells of freedom ringing. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Oh, meet me in a land of hope and dreams.
I was born to walk like you were born, born to bond, but letting go, baby, letting go is like togetherness. But I seem not to know, but I knew that finally I'd find you.
We just listened to Feist with Born to Bond. This is off an album I hadn't heard of. Apparently, a group of artists did 7 inches for Planned Parenthood in order to raise money, I assume. So I want to take a listen to the rest of the tracks on there, but I haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. And before that, we had Bruce Springsteen with a song from his Broadway show, just came out, Land of Hopes and Dreams. Up next, we have Stars. Is that right?
We do have Stars.
What's this track called?
The track is called The North. It's the break glass version that appears at the end of their album called The North. And this song is special to me because ordinarily for most holiday seasons, I'll go up to Quebec before I head home to Boston. And it's always really cold there. And this song is about enduring the winter and the highs and lows that it brings.
I think you're obsessed with winter more than anyone else I know in California. I
honestly probably am.
Yeah. I feel like you spend all of like the 4 months when it's really cold in Boston, like tweeting about how you wish you were in Boston and posting photos of Boston.
It's the bricks and the snow and just, yeah, it's a special time. It's got a nice soft spot in my heart.
So when does winter start for you exactly? Is it November 1st? Was it before then?
It's probably like from the first time I listened to Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, which is usually like September. Okay. Like after Labor Day, it's like we're around the corner from summer. And so like once you've turned that corner, it's like winter's just on.
Right, right.
Even if it's 80.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So winter's been on for what is that, like a month and a half now?
Right, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So we'll keep winter going with Stars. This track is called
the North Break Glass version.
Awesome.
Country. Every road home is long. He had a map that he bought for the price of a song. He had a reason to go there and a warm place to stay. But when it came time to leave, it was never the right day. Good luck, bad luck, survival, sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. He had a girl who he married that he left far behind. He couldn't picture her face now. It was like he was blind. Up at 5 in the morning, every breath was a storm. It's so cold in this country, you can never get warm. Good luck, bad luck, survival, sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Good luck, bad luck, survival, sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival, survival. It's a strange disappearance, it's a real mystery. Is he asleep in the snow? Does he feel free? There was a person he once was in a place far away. It's so cold in this country, October to May. Good luck, bad luck, survival, sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival. Survival, sleep is my friend and my rival. Good luck, bad luck, survival, survival. Mm-hmm.
right. What did we have there?
That was Lisbon by Wolf Alice. Fun fact is that I was in Lisbon this summer, and it was really hot and so beautiful. I recommend going if anyone ever has the chance to visit Portugal. The food is amazing. The beaches are great. But this song is also on my Montreal playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So Montreal, the reason I listened to this song in Montreal is because before I was going there very regularly, I was a big fan of Xavier Dolan films, in particular Heartbeats. And Montreal is this like really old European style city in North America, obviously. And so it's got this weird mixture of like the quaint classicism of like of Europe and the oldness, but it's also got this kind of like boot in your face attitude of like punk rock, like hell yeah, just like go, go, go party.
I was trying to figure out how you were going to describe North America there.
Yeah. and so when I listen to, and I think Xavier does this great job, he kind of strikes this fine balance between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And so quite often when I'm there, it's a mixture of like Canadian artists like Broken Social Scene or Stars or Feist or whatever, sort of like this more loud kind of electric music like Wolf Alice, and then like some Bach or Chopin or something, and it's just this weird melting pot of goodness. So
I think it's really funny that we went from like the depths of winter with Stars to like this Lisbon hot summer attitude with Wolf Alice.
It is a hot summer attitude, but for me it's still more of like I listen to that in Montreal in like 8 degrees Fahrenheit, stomping through like 4 foot high snowbanks and
got it. So like the attitude matches how you feel.
Exactly.
In the depths of winter,
right, yeah.
Specifically in Montreal. So
right.
If you're in Montreal right now, make sure you get that whole album queued up.
Please do, yeah.
All right, up next we're going to have a song from Brazil. We're going to have Nu Com a Minha Música with Marisa Monchi and Devendra Banhart and Rodrigo Armante. I just discovered this song. I didn't know that they had a collaboration together. I used to live in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and I really love music sung in Portuguese. So we're going to go ahead and give that a listen.
Passo devagarinho o caminho que vai de tom em tom. Posso ficar pensando no que é bom. Vejo uma trilha clara pro meu Brasil, apesar da vertigem visionária que não carece de seguidor. Nu com a minha música fora, isso somente amor. Vislumbro certas coisas de onde estou. Com meu vinho.
otimismo de mim. Vai acabar na nuvem, saudade, cana, café, capim. Coragem grande é poder dizer sim.
We just listened to Sea Urchins with Pristine Christine. And then you had something coming up next, Zach?
I do have something coming up next, Karina.
What would that be?
This will be the song called August Holland by Beirut.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Me too. This one's always been one of those feel-good, happier mood type songs. And I was at my friend Nora's house, who I also used to be our coworker, very talented copywriter. And she had this cute little record player in her living room, and we put on this record called No 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 by Beirut, and this was the song that was playing, and I was just dancing around her living room by myself while she was off. I don't know where she was, actually. She was somewhere else in the apartment, and I was just on my own looking out to the street.
Did she know that this happened?
She probably doesn't, actually, because she was absent. I think she was getting changed or something in her room, and so I was just minding my business, just like dancing my face off in her living room. In their like big bay window looking out over Guerrero Street.
You know, this is a really good sound system here. If you wanted to have a dance party,
we could do that.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just picture it, listeners, since you won't be able to actually see it.
You can follow us on Instagram to
see
it. We'll
yeah. Make it we'll live. Post some stories.
Anyway, without further ado.
Sounds good. This is Beirut.
Thank you. Just to know her. And in the beginning, all you wanted was to show her. But now you're scared, you think she's running away. You're searching your hand for something clever to say. Don't go away, 'cause I want to keep you in my pocket where there's no way out. Put it in the safe and lock it, 'cause it's home sweet home, home sweet.
All right, that was The White Stripes.
That was The White Stripes. You've Got Her in Your Pocket by The White Stripes, obviously, off the album Elephant. If I'm not mistaken, I'll need to fact check this and we can report back to the listeners next time. I believe that's a cover, but I would want to fact check that.
Well, we can fact check it, or our listeners can. If you know what the original track is and who sang it, please tweet it to us at SunshineBFF. Save us the Googling, please, listeners.
We have no internet. We actually do have all the internet.
We're way too busy with our dance parties over here.
So a quick fun fact about this one is I was introduced to the White Stripes, I think, with like Seven Nation Army, because it was inescapable when that came out. It was everywhere on the radio. And so I had my father buy me the CD for Christmas. So still a winter mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that year for Christmas, my parents also surprised me with a trip from Boston to Springfield, Mass, which is like way on the west side of the state, to visit the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I think I listened to this album just like the entire way out there, just top to bottom on repeat, and it was great. And so
I was really obsessed with the White Stripes song Little Room when that came out. I don't remember what album that was off of.
Sure.
I feel like it was the one before
Icky Thump,
maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. But I do remember that when I was like touring colleges with my parents, I drove them nuts because all I wanted to listen to was The Strokes, The White Stripes, and The Violent Femmes.
Perfect.
That was my 17-year-old visiting
I can picture exactly how you must have dressed at the time too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very androgynous. I think it was also the early 2000s, so cargo pants weren't totally out yet.
Right.
I mean, they kind of were out, but yeah. For me, they were still in.
Let's
so
bring
I,
them back. Let's
yeah.
do it.
I had cargo pants and a pixie cut. I was very angry in the backseat with my massive book of CDs, like right. The big binders.
Oh, I miss those, where yeah. It's like you had to unzip it and there's like yeah. Multiple pages and flip through it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of miss it, but also kind of like that was like a significant like amount of my carry-on when I would travel.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Because I could, like, go without a lot of stuff, but I couldn't go without my, like, huge CD book.
Never.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we've got the Goonsacks with a track called Make Time for Love.
I felt happy when you said you don't need me, but I'm as happy as the number of lights. You need someone so completely, and I'm gone. Running on strange time. And then socialize like it's a competition against people without school or girlfriends. In search of a faster way of moving, I give in, I won't outrun the train. But I can't understand. Blacktop wave, the interstate that drags you. My obsessions teach me lessons. I'm always waiting for you. The drugs we take play with our fate. I love you. Your mother hates you. Your father beats you. You take it. Father beats you. Surprise.
We just had Twin Shadow with Hollow Days. We're going to wrap up with a couple of songs from Zach. We only have a couple minutes left of the show. This time has flown by. So what's up next?
Up next will be Love That's Gone by La Sera. The quick anecdote here is that my friend from Boston was visiting California in 2012 when the album had just come out and introduced me to this track, which is the first on the album. And I didn't really think much of it, and then I had it added to a playlist that I then re-listened to once when I was driving down the coast to Santa Cruz, and it was breezy, warm, sunshiny day, some ocean mist spraying off the west on the Pacific, and this song came up on that playlist, and it was just one of the most like relaxing moments I've ever had. So
yeah, looking forward to that.
I hope everyone else finds it equally relaxing, and then I'll make you all cry later on, so it'll be
nice. Yeah, Zach has been threatening me that I'm gonna end the show crying because he's got something saved up for the last track.
Secrets up my sleeve.
But before we head into this next song, do you want to put a pin in the White Stripes song being a cover, because we looked it up, right?
Oh, that's right. I was mistaken. It appears it's not in a cover, so apologies to Jack and Meg White. It's a brilliant original song, and it's beautiful, and I love it. So.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that just sounds like a cover because it just like feels like you've always heard it somewhere before.
It's so familiar. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. All right, so we've got, what's this song coming up next? Remind me.
Love That's Gone by La Sera.
All right.